And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
In an affluent intelligence agency with surveillance experts, data analysts, and spies, an experienced agent learns there's a leak from someone in his office. He gets a list of 5 coworkers who could be the leak, compromising the safety of the whole intelligence agency, and one of the people is his wife, a fellow spy. So this quiet, watchful, vigilant man has to get creative in finding the leak without anyone knowing his plan. This film is Black Bag, and at only 1 hour and 33 minutes long, it whooshed by like a startling autumn breeze. This rated R drama is a cerebral game of cat and mouse set in ordinary conference rooms, a dining room table, and a small fishing boat. Black Bag is not a physical game of cat and mouse, so don't expect something like The Bourne Identity, Mission Impossible, or the James Bond films. With only one explosion, Black Bag has no car crashes, fistfights, or stabbings, because it's so internally focused. It reminds me of twisty thrillers like Fail Safe from 1964, The Parallax View from 1974, or Memories of Murder from 2003. And who better to direct this kind of film than Steven Soderbergh? Mr. Soderbergh has an eclectic list of films under his belt, so I wouldn't say he has a specific genre or category, but the connective, recognizable thread through much of his best work is a minimalist control. All the characters in Black Bag are psychologically mysterious. The dialogue is emotionally restrained, and the cinematography and production design are visually modest. This is very similar to Steven Soderbergh's Solaris remake from 2002, Side Effects from 2013, and Unsane from 2018. All these elements work together seamlessly to keep the spotlight on the subtleties of the brisk screenplay and the actors' carefully natural performances. Much of this film is about trying to figure out who is lying and who isn't. Who is the cat and who is the mouse? How will the leading man figure out the secrets of his colleagues, the most ambiguous of all being his wife? All viewers are pushed to stay on their toes mentally to keep up with Michael Fassbender's leading role, slowly gathering clues and bending some rules. All the main characters are so well-dressed and so casually confident in this film, I felt seduced almost immediately. Cate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender are effortless in their sex appeal, but I was annoyed she does a scene in snug black underwear, while Fassbender remains fully clothed from beginning to end. I still enjoyed this film, but I guess some things in film never change. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.